Well, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, we want to talk a little bit about food safety. We may not be gathering in as big of gatherings as we normally would at Thanksgiving, but still, food safety always very important. Barb Fuller is with us, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Nutrition and Wellness Specialist. Barb, good morning.
Good morning. It is Thanksgiving time.
It is, and I know folks will always look forward to a lot of the fun, the food, and the family, and the friends, and all that stuff, and some of those things might not be as big as we'd like this year, but still, we have a lot of important food safety issues we need to pay attention to.
That's right. So regardless of how big or small your gathering is, food safety is always important, and maybe so a little bit more this year. So COVID-19 isn't carried with the food. There's really nothing new, but it's always good reminders when you're serving food to other people or preparing foods that maybe you only do once a year to really think about what you're doing so you don't make your guests sick. We want everybody to have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Barb, we've kind of got in the habit this year because of COVID-19 of doing a little bit more sanitizing, disinfecting, cleaning, washing hands, all those things. So maybe it kind of helps us with the food safety issues.
That is. It is something that probably people are more aware of, how often they should wash their hands, which is good. All those cleaning tips, that's always a great place. So as someone who's a food safety expert, I think that's a great thing.
It's a great place to start, that's for sure. Well, very good. Well, let's talk about some of the things that we should remember when we get ready to prepare the meals and get everything put together. We've got some hot, some cold. We've got some things that we're swapping together on the stove area, maybe on the different surfaces around the sink area. There's a lot of places where we can contaminate.
That's right. So there are four core principles we always start with. So the first one is clean. So wash your hands with warm soapy water, and everybody should know that should be about 20 seconds now. So every time you wash your hands, none of that splash and dash, they aren't that dirty, but really scrub those hands with soap and water, making sure that all your surfaces are clean. So clean your sink, your countertops, tabletops, cutting boards, knives, anything that's going to touch the food. Warm soapy water if you're using a sink. Dishwashers are great. They're hot enough to really do an excellent job to make sure everything is cleaned and ready to go.
Barb, can I ask you, though, too, we've been using a lot of different types of disinfectants and things because of COVID-19. Are those things okay to use around the cooking areas, the preparation areas?
Well, you really need to look at some of them. Are they appropriate to use with a kitchen surface? So most of them are okay for surfaces, so your countertops or your tabletop, but not really for your dishes or your cutting boards. And some of them, most of them have, it's called a dwell time, so you need to look at the label. A lot of them you spray on or wipe on, and you need to let it set for 3 to 5 minutes a lot of times before you do anything. But again, is it appropriate for something that touches the food? Probably not. Is it okay for a surface? Probably. So just hot soapy water is really just the most effective thing for taking care of those foodborne bacteria, especially that could make us sick.
Absolutely. All right. Well, what's next? We've cleaned everything off. What's next?
So separating. That's our cross-contamination, that raw meat or poultry or eggs touch things that aren't going to be cooked again. So maybe fruits or raw vegetables, if you're making a veggie plate or a fruit salad or something like that, making sure that that raw poultry, you know, that turkey, and starting with the store, you know, when you're picking up things in the store, making sure that it's not dripping or contaminating something that's going to be raw. And then definitely if it's had raw meat or poultry on it, you don't want to go ahead and put anything that's ready to eat. So even bread, as well as fruits and vegetables on a cutting board. If you're taking that turkey outside to the fryer, make sure that you're bringing it back in on a clean platter.
All right, very good. Just be aware of those things. It's just a matter of being aware.
That's right. It's really a lot of common sense if you think about it, but sometimes we're in a hurry, or like I said, you know, it's things that you do once a year, and sometimes you forget all those things that you need to do to keep your food safe.
Well, and sometimes we might use a sharp knife in the kitchen there just to take off the, like the wrapping around a turkey or something that that might come from the grocery store. Probably good to wash it even after that.
That's right. Again, just hot soapy water, rinse it off. And it's good to go. And, you know, if it's touched anything else that you're going to eat, yes, you need to do that. And the same with, you know, if you're, you know, mixing up cake batter or pies or anything like that, always start with clean, separate those raw things from those ready-to-eat things.
You bet. All right, so we've got all that done. We're ready. We're prepared. Now it's time to cook.
It is. So all those temperatures are really important. So using a food thermometer, the InstaRead thermometers, the digital thermometers, not very expensive. Make sure, you know, again, if you only use it a couple times a year, does it work? If you pull it out of the drawer and it says it's 10 degrees in your drawer, that probably either means your kitchen is really, really cold, but it probably means your thermometer needs to be recalibrated. So being aware of the temperatures that you need to cook things to, and they aren't as excessive. We used to sometimes talk about 180 degrees. That's going to make a pretty dry turkey. So 165 into the thickest part. So take that thermometer, stick it a couple of places. It's the breast. You want to make sure it's not touching a bone. Between the thigh and the body of the bird is a good place. If it's a roast or a ham or something, they don't have bones in them, just stick it into a thick part. 165 is fine. Stuffing or dressing, so there's always the controversy. It's fine to stuff your bird. Don't overpack it, but make sure that it's 165 degrees in the stuffing. And if it's in a casserole dish or something, that's, again, a little easier to test. And there are some temperatures for things like pumpkin pie, because pumpkin pie is made with an egg and milk custard and the pumpkin. It should be 175 degrees. That's something a lot of people don't think about, is testing the temperature of something that's baked. But again, you want to make sure it's done. So a lot of times we might stick a knife or a toothpick to make sure it comes out clean. But 175, casseroles 165, and then keeping your cold foods cold. So you have that cranberry salad, you have a relish tray, you have whatever goodies. They need to be kept cold in the refrigerator, and your refrigerator should keep things about 40 degrees, between freezing and 40. You don't want things to freeze. Mm-hmm. And then when you're heating up leftovers, 165. So all of those are temperatures that you can look up or contact us, and we'll go over them again.
All right, and meat thermometers, you can find those. They're readily available. Usually you can find them in the local grocery stores, but they're not very expensive and probably a little bit more reliable than those little white plastic things with the little red button that pops up when it says the turkey's done.
That's right. That little pop-up is a good, you know, it's a good indicator, but it's not the end of it, because, again, you want to check it in a couple of places. But when it pops up, that's a good time to take your thermometer and go ahead and check that bird to make sure that it is done where you, in several different places.
All right. Well, and then we finish up our meal, and before we take that required Thanksgiving afternoon nap, we probably should make sure the leftovers are taken care of.
That's right. And it needs to be within 2 hours of cooking. So 2 hours of when you put all the food on the table, it needs to get back into the refrigerator. If you're going to freeze it right away, but making sure that it doesn't linger all afternoon. Somebody's still picking on the turkey or taking another little bite. And it's fine to sit and visit and have your pie and coffee, but somebody needs to keep an eye on the clock. 2 hours, especially if it's a big family dinner and you're visiting along and everybody's having a nice visit over dinner. But it really is important to get all that food back into the refrigerator. The other thing is to make sure it gets cold in the refrigerator. Sometimes we put a lot of hot food in our refrigerator, it doesn't get cool very quickly. Refrigerators are pretty good at keeping cold food cold. They aren't all that good about getting hot food cold quickly. So you got a bunch of turkey, you got your potatoes, you got your green beans, you're shoving it all in the refrigerator. sometimes it doesn't get cool very quickly. So thinking about spreading it out, maybe you have an extra refrigerator in the garage or the basement, or even, you know, picnic coolers with some ice in it, and you can put things in there to get them cooling, separate them out, just don't shove the whole refrigerator full and hope the door closes.
Yeah, you bet. Well, this might be a good time before Thanksgiving rolls around to look at that refrigerator, and maybe it's time to clean that out a little bit too, but that's a different story. Well, I know.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yes, it is. I know one other thing, too, I want to throw at you quick here, Barb, is, you know, this is the time now, a little more than a week away from Thanksgiving. If you're thinking about buying a frozen bird, you probably need to do it here pretty quickly because you want to make sure you have enough time to thaw it safely.
That's right. It does take, if it's a pretty big bird, you know, 12 to maybe 20 pounds, it could take 4 or 5 days to thaw in the refrigerator. So putting it in the refrigerator, in a pan. You don't want it thawing out so far ahead. And if there's a little frozen ice or, you know, that's still a little frozen, when you put it in the oven, that's okay. So making sure that you're planning ahead. And maybe you're not having that big of a dinner this year. So a smaller bird, of course, takes a smaller amount of time. Or if you're just buying a turkey breast or maybe a chicken or Cornish hens or things, they still take a lot of time to thaw. So planning ahead, making sure there's room in the refrigerator, you get a pan under it so it doesn't drip on anything.
All right, very good. Give yourself enough time so you can do all that safely and enjoy what you can here this Thanksgiving with who you can enjoy it with. Very good. Well, Barb, thank you so much for the tips. Appreciate it. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
And the same to you and everyone listening.